freezing 5.6M dormant Bitcoin. Could trigger BTC's worst repricing day. CoinDesk published a thought experiment this morning, arguing that if the 5.6 million Bitcoin currently sitting in long dormant wallets were ever frozen out of circulation, the resulting price reaction could be the most severe single-day repricing the asset has ever recorded. The piece, dated April 26th, walks through what happens when supply that was assumed to be at least theoretically tradable suddenly is not. Bitcoin traded at $77,940 as of April 26, 2026, up 0.3% on the day and 2.65% on the week, with the fear and greed index sitting at a neutral 44. The market was already digesting last week's $1.9 billion ETF outflow and a soft macro backdrop. A sudden change to the effective float would land into thin liquidity. The 5.6 million figure the number CoinDesk anchors on is not new. On-chain analysts have tracked dormant supply for years, and roughly a third of all mined Bitcoin has not moved in 5 or more years. Some of that is lost keys. Some is patient long-term holders. Some is Satoshi-era coins that may never be touched. Markets have been pricing all of it as part of the same supply curve, even though most of it does not actually trade. The CoinDesk framing is what changes if the market is forced to acknowledge that those 5.6 million coins are not just inert, but legally or technically inaccessible. That distinction matters because every model of Bitcoin's float currently assumes the dormant supply is a passive participant rather than an excluded one. Why phantom float drives the math. The argument hinges on a quirk of how thin spot books really are. Daily real volume on Bitcoin sits in the low single-digit billions of dollars across major venues. ETFs absorbed 18,991 BTC over 5 days earlier this month, roughly 9 times new mining supply. That kind of demand pressure already moves price meaningfully. Now run the same demand against a float that has just been formally cut by 5.6 million coins, and the supply-demand balance shifts overnight. The CoinDesk piece does not predict a specific percentage move, and we will not invent one either. The point is directional. Removing roughly 28% of nominal supply from the available set is a step change, not a gradual drift, and the market has no recent template for absorbing one. What could actually trigger a freeze? The thought experiment only matters if the freeze scenario has any plausible trigger. A few do exist. One is regulatory. If a major jurisdiction ruled that pre-2014 coins lacked travel rule provenance and could not be touched by regulated venues, the practical effect would be a partial freeze on Satoshi-era and other ancient supply. That would not erase the coins, but it would remove them from the venues where price discovery happens. Another is exchange policy. After the Bitfinex hacker case and continuing OFAC enforcement, large exchanges already screen incoming deposits for tainted history. A blanket policy excluding all dormant coins above a certain age would have similar effects. A third is technical. The argument that Satoshi-era coins are quantum vulnerable has been pushed back hard by analysts, including James Check, who put the truly exposed set at 1.7 million coins rather than the inflated numbers floating around. But if the network ever soft forked to freeze quantum vulnerable addresses as a defensive measure, the result would still be a sudden formal reduction in float. Where this lands for spot holders. For people holding Bitcoin through ETFs, custodial accounts, or self-custody wallets that move regularly, none of this changes the position itself. What it changes is the price path the position rides on. A repricing event of the size CoinDesk sketches would compress in hours rather than weeks, and the moves would not be evenly distributed across venues. The piece also implicitly raises a point about treasuries. Strategy now holds more Bitcoin than BlackRock's IBIT, and it accumulated most of that position, assuming a particular float. Corporate treasuries that stress test their Bitcoin exposure against macro scenarios rarely model a one-day float reduction of this magnitude. They probably should, even if the probability is low. How seriously to take the thesis CoinDesk is running this as analysis, not breaking news. There's no announced freeze, no regulatory filing, no protocol vote on the table. The value of the piece is the framing. It forces a question that the market has been comfortable not asking, which is whether the dormant supply belongs in any meaningful sense to the price discovery system at all. That question is worth asking now, rather than during a freeze event. The current Bitcoin market structure, with ETF flows on one side and long dormant supply on the other, is more sensitive to assumptions about float than at any prior point. The CoinDesk piece is essentially a reminder of that sensitivity, dressed up as a worst-case scenario.